Bomb-sniffing dogs were on hand during the sentencing yesterday of twin brothers in Chicago. They were once key figures in Mexico's violent and powerful Sinaloa drug cartel. A U.S. district judge agreed to reduce their sentences for drug smuggling, giving them 14-year prison terms. Prosecutors had asked for even less time, calling the brothers the most valuable traffickers-turned-informants in U.S. history. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
When 33-year-old identical twins Pedro and Margarito Flores stepped into the courtroom, it was their first public appearance since they began cooperating with authorities. U.S. District Attorney Zach Farden says for years, the twins ran the largest drug network in the city as the Chicago hub of the Sinaloa cartel run by Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
And they pumped literally tons of kilograms of cocaine into our city, as well as distributing cocaine to various other cities across the country.
Like Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., DEA officials have called the Sinaloa cartel one of the biggest trafficking organizations ever. So Farden says when the twins became government informants in 2008, at the height of their criminal activity, it was a striking turnaround.
The Flores brothers' cooperation allowed law enforcement to seize substantial quantities of drugs, substantial sums of cash, and help lead to charges against Chapo Guzman and other senior members of the Sinaloa cartel.
The amount of drugs the Flores brothers smuggled into the city could have meant life in prison if not for their cooperation. But Farden says it may indeed be life for the twins.
Because as the judge said, there is never a day in their lives where they won't have to look over their shoulder.
Before the judge imposed the 14-year prison term, the brothers apologized. With credit for time served, they could be out of prison in much less time. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.